worship and honor. Go ahead, worship, honor, adore. Father, we love you, we honor you, we adore you. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Rofeka. Thank you, Mekadesh. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We glorify you. Thank you. And thank you. And thank you. And thank you. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands high everywhere you are.
Oh, how great God
is. Lift those hands higher everywhere you are. Realize that the presence of God is here very heavy this morning. Moses said, if your presence will not go with us, don't take us from here. The presence of God is the secret of the journey. Lift your hands and receive an impartation of this awesome presence, life-changing presence, destiny-molding presence, healing presence, deliverance presence. Thank you, Lord. Lift your hands high and whisper that name, Jesus. Power of the Holy Ghost. Nicoparate Seheli. Receive the touch of His power. Receive the touch of His power. Receive the touch of His power. Receive the touch of His presence. Lift your hands when I scream in the name of Jesus. You place your hand on yourself and scream at the top of your voice, I receive. And God will be dropping things in your life. Dropping healings, graces, fire, mantle. He will be dropping help, mercy upon you right now. Are you ready? Lift your hands. Father, let it drop. Let it drop. Let it drop. Let help drop. Let healing drop. Let deliverance drop. That's right. Someone is receiving divine direction. Direction for the year 2023. Let it drop. When I say the name of Jesus, you place your hand on yourself and scream, I receive. And somebody is coming out of the prison, out of the grave, out of the cage, out of unclean spirit relationship, anti-marital devils. You are getting free from them right now. Are you ready? Lift your hands. When I say the name of Jesus, you scream at the top of your voice, I receive. And place your hand on your head and begin to pray at the top of your voice. Father, let it be. Are you ready to receive your healing, your deliverance, direction, fire, mantle, revival? In the name of Jesus! I receive, 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 receive. Receive, receive. Ay, 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 receive today. 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 and the Lord has answered us in the name of Jesus. With your hands and give Him the praise, give Him the honor, give Him the adoration. Father, we thank You for this privilege. Thank You for this honor. The privilege of being called Your own. The privilege of relationship. The privilege of seeing a new year. We are grateful. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hands as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe that just in this interval, the Lord has visited people. The Lord has done good things and great things in the life of people. If you came in here this morning, and just within this interval, you came with a pain. Somebody's delivered from blood cell cancer just now. You came with an arthritic pain on the leg. God just healed you. A chest condition just left. God opened somebody's ears that was blocked just now. And just now also, diverse encounters and experiences that God has given to people. If you are in that category, something happened to you positive, can I see your hand? You came in here and you got healed. Or you got an encounter, God delivered you from something. Yes, stand up on your feet, let me see you. Anywhere you are, yes, something happened to you, yes. Wave your hands and give the Lord the praise, that's right. I see all those hands just now, and I see all the hands everywhere. At the end of the service, I will call you forward to let us know what happened to you. Ensure that you remember what happened to you before you came. Give the Lord a big clap of hand, people. And please, those standing, be seated. We are connected from everywhere across the world. Please ensure that everyone in the connection will see that they are here connected. I welcome everyone here this morning. I welcome everyone who came in from all the various countries of the world to just be here this morning for one. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. This morning, very quickly, I want to speak on the subject, the way of vision. The way of vision. The way of vision. And the objective of this teaching is to understand what it takes to move from vision to fulfillment. Moving from vision to fulfillment. By way of introduction, the most reasonable way to begin anything, like to begin a year, is to begin it with God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The most reasonable way, the most critical way, the most important way, the most vital way to begin anything is to begin it with God, like a year. The next most important thing most important necessity The next important necessity of any beginning is called vision. Next critical necessity for any beginning, like the beginning of the year, is called vision. Why is that so? Why is vision so necessary? Number one, what you define determines what you can discover. What you define determines what you discover. What you can define determines what you can find. What you cannot define, you cannot discover. The meaning of it is, if you don't know what you want, you won't know when you see it. You won't be able to see it, neither will you know when you see it. Secondly, the road you choose determines the place you end. The road you choose determines the place you end. You cannot choose the wrong road and end at the right place. Neither can you choose the right road and end at the wrong place. The road you choose determines the place you end. There are those in prison today because of the road they chose. There are those in asylum because of drug today because of the road they chose. There are people in hellfire today because of the road they chose. The road you choose determines the place you end. Thirdly, a life that is left to chance has no chance. When you live your life and just leave it to chance, you haven't defined what you want. You haven't defined where you are going. You haven't defined what the year holds. It has no chance. And finally, maybe not finally yet, divine function happens at the frequency of human vision. What man sees determines what God gives. Divine function happens at the frequency of human vision. God told Abraham in Genesis chapter 13 and in verse 15. I hope the sound is okay. All the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it. To thee will I give it. To thee will I give it. What man sees determines what God gives. All the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it. If God will give it, man must see it. If God will give it, man must see it. If God will do it, man must see it. Finally, the vision of today is the reality of tomorrow. And the realities of today were based on the visions of yesterday. The vision of today is the reality of tomorrow. To begin with vision is to end with reality. In the year of 2007, we were at the National Stadium in the month of July, National Stadium Abuja. We held an all-night meeting in that stadium. I'm sure they had the clips. The crowd was massive. 2007. I think that that would be like 16 years ago. July. And then we held it again in August. And then held another one in September, the last Friday of the month. By August, the rain drizzled a bit. By September, the rain drizzled a bit. Then the government said at that time that they won't give the stadium for use again for church at that time. We paid 5 million and 5 million, like 10 million, I think 5 million for use and 5 million for caution deposit, like 10. Then I told the people. Now, two things now. They said we will not use the place again. And then the rain fell on us on one of the nights. So I told the church, I said, you know what? They say we will not use this stadium again. We are going to build ourselves a stadium that rain will not beat us. That was the vision. Then I called the architects of the church. And I sat them, about 7, 8, or 9 of them. I sat them there. I said, all the architects meet me. Design a structure that is bigger than like 2 stadiums without a pillar in the middle that has roof. Then I gave them the picture and I said the people should be able to face one direction. I don't want one hall here, one hall here, one hall here. Everybody should be under one cover at the same time. In a short time, they brought about six designs. One of the designs was Coca-Cola Dome in America and several other designs. And I pointed at this one and I said, this is the design. That is where we are today. It was once a vision. It became reality. That's the program I'm talking about as a stadium. 2007, July. I think I'm still looking the same. Hallelujah. This was the program that pushed us into this vision. Beloved brothers and sisters, I announce to you today, in the name of Jesus, the vision you are having today shall find reality before the end of the year. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Say after me, say in the name of Jesus, I am moving from the realm of vision to the realm of reality, and nothing can stop me. Say a louder amen. And please be seated. So, we are going to take a journey today. I am not sure that we will be able to finish this journey today in this service, but we are going to start it today. So the question is, what is the way of vision? How do I move from vision to realization? It's all outlined in that passage. Number one. God's plan, purpose, or desire for your life, for the season. What is God's purpose? What is God's plan? What is God's desire for your life, for this season, this year? I will stand upon my watch. And I will watch to see what he will say to me. What is God saying to me? What does God want me to do? What does God want me? Where does God want me to reach? What does he want me to do, for example, in his kingdom? How many souls am I going to win? How many churches am I going to facilitate in planting? What does God want from me? That is the starting point. I will watch to see what he will say. So you identify that. The next thing is, what result or outcome do you desire to accomplish in this season? What desire, what outcome, what is it that is burning in your heart to accomplish or to realize? I think that's the word. What desire, what outcome do you desire to realize in this season? We're talking about, we're in a new year now. My life, for example, you can say my life has, I haven't done so much for the kingdom of God. This year, I will trust the Lord for at least 5 souls a week or a month. By the end of the month, I should be able to have a year. I should be able to have at least 100 souls that I can say I led to Christ. I want to be able, before, by the time this year has ended, there will be a church building that God used me to build, at least one. And I'm trusting God for the finances to get that done. I am trusting God by the end of the year that there will be at least 5 orphans that I paid their school fees for. 5 widows that I empowered financially. Or 5 indigent people. What kind of outcome do you desire? And I want to crave our indulgence. It is preferable in the journey of vision to start from the spiritual to the material. Before you can say, I want to build a house, ask yourself, what do you want to do for the kingdom first? He says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Before you are beginning to talk about what you want to become in the world, the first thing is, what do you want to become in God? What do you want to do with God? What do you want God to do with you? When you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then every other physical material thing can become a wall cover. Am I communicating? So by the time you are identifying your vision for 2023, you are going to begin with the spiritual, with the things, because that is what really follows us. That's powerful, my degree church. That is what will follow us from this earth into eternity. Nobody will carry a car to heaven. Nobody will carry a house to heaven. But the souls you won, churches you built, lives you touched, those things are going to be recorded and wait for you on the other side by the time you leave this world. Am I communicating? So, what outcome, what result do you desire to realize? Again, first for the kingdom, and then first, and then next for yourself. What result do you desire? The third question is almost the same like the second. Back up and let me see what the first, that's identify God's plan, and then number two. Right, number three is identify the destination or direction you desire for your life to face. What direction, what destination do you desire, or do you think God desires for you? That is the first thing in the journey of vision. This must be identified. What does God want me to do? What is God saying to me? What outcome in this year do I desire to realize? What result am I trusting God to realize?
And I can tell you, nobody is too young or too old to have a vision. Abraham was at the age of 75 when God called him. He was almost at the age of, he was already at the age of 100 before he gave birth to his son. Moses was 80 years old when God gave him the vision of going to take the children of Israel out of captivity. Caleb was 85 years old when he drove out the Anakim from Mount Hebron. And we can go on and on and on. Hallelujah. That is number one. Identify the vision. Number two, possess the vision. Don't just identify what God want you to do or what you desire to do. Possess the vision. Own the vision. And I will explain what I mean. First of all, the meaning is become united with the vision. United, that is, the vision becomes a part and parcel of you. United with the vision. Second, it means possess the vision and let the vision possess you. You see, it is what drives you that determines how far you move in life. Possess the vision, let the vision possess you. There are people, what they call a vision is just a wish. A real vision is that objective you are not willing to live without. A real vision is what you have made up your mind has no option but to come to pass. A real vision is not a suggestion. It's almost a determination plus a decision. Once you have received it. Possess the vision and let the vision possess you. There is something they call a magnificent obsession. It drives you. Lord, the winning of souls is not an option. The building of churches is not an option. Helping the poor is not an option. Number three, it means let the vision become the reason for living. The reason for living. That is when the vision is permitted to come to pass. Because vision is life. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. People, where there is no vision, the people perish. Proverbs 29, verse 18. Let the vision become the reason why you are alive. Paul the Apostle said, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and in verse 16. Woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel.
Preaching the gospel is the reason why I live. It's my vision. I don't have a life outside of preaching. That is what Paul the Apostle is saying. Let there be. You went through the day and you are spending time to achieve what? When it was night, you went to sleep, to the bed. You went to bed to sleep and rest from doing what? All those things that you must do with your life is called vision. Am I communicating? There are people eating and getting energy to achieve nothing. There are people resting and sleeping in the night and resting at night from achieving nothing. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? This is where real vision is. You see, it is the reason why one man, his father left him big inheritance. He left all of that and was still doing work as an airline operator, airline staff. And somebody said to him, "You already have big inheritance. Why are you still waking up in the morning and going to work and doing these things?" He said to them, he said, "If I don't have any reason to live, I may begin to die." One man, elderly man, they were studying octogenarians. People who have lived above 80 years and above in America, Zig Ziglar talked about a research that was done for such people. And one of those men, the interviewers were interviewing him, they put him on the stage, television camera. Throughout the interview, he was attending to a flower, a pot of flower, just attending, checking it, watering and so on. They said, "What is the secret of your life?" He didn't give them any answer. He just kept on. This man is wasting our time. For to me to live, Paul the Apostle says, Christ, to die is gain. So if I will be alive, I will pursue the cause of Christ. Now, I want you to give yourself something stronger than ordinary survival. A stronger reason than ordinary survival. A more important reason to live than merely surviving. Merely waking up in the morning and dressing up. Merely waking up in the morning and just looking for ordinary survival. Give yourself a stronger reason to be alive. A stronger reason. And let God give it to you. So real vision. Becomes the reason why you are alive. Reason why you sleep. Reason why you need to rest to pursue something. Reason why you need to eat. Ninth comment, when no man can walk. He said, for this cause was the Son of Man manifested. He said, for this cause was I born, he told Pilate. And to this end did I come into the world. So he had something that was the reason for his life. Somebody say aloud, amen. My community must see light, the light of the gospel. In my time, afflicted people must see the help of God. In my time, anyone I come across must encounter and experience the love of God. The vision, something that is the reason why you are alive. Let's go to number three. So first of all, and seventh, or finally for this moment, writing gives rise to the possibility of progress measurement. When you say, I'm going to go there, you can measure the progress based on what you have written. I'm going to plant a church a month for the year of 2023 or something. I'm going to do this or that by God's help and mercy. You can measure it. So you write the vision. You write the vision. My wife told me, said, the first time she saw somebody writing out even what he wants to do in a day, one day, today, was when we got into relationship and we're in courtship, and she sees me with a little note all the time, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and I'll be ticking it off, 1, 2, 3. And so the first time she saw it was where she sees me with a note and writing what must be done in the day. Maybe you call it a to-do list, which is also a vision list. That was the first time. One day, many years ago in our Area 1 church, I realized that there was something very important that I was meant to do that day that wasn't done. So I asked myself, I said, why? Why wasn't it done? Why wasn't it done? Until I checked my list for the day and realized that I wrote everything down, but I forgot to write that one. So I couldn't blame anybody. But the fact that what was not written may have no right to come to pass. I learned that day that just the fact that I omitted, you see, Martin Luther said, the faintest ink is more powerful than the most powerful memory. Once you have written it down, it's a fixed deposit. Once it is in your mind, it has the possibility of flying away. Somebody say amen. Is somebody getting revelation this morning? Okay, apart from revelation, is somebody gaining education this morning? An instruction this morning. In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, I decree, what you are getting today will produce for you drastic positive results in Jesus' name. So document the vision. Number four, simplify the vision. He said, make it plain. Write the vision. Make it plain. That he may run that readeth it. Make it plain. What is the meaning of make it plain? Number one, it means make it easy to understand. Make it clear. My vision for 2023 is to become highly spiritual. That is not clear. That is a vision, but it's not very, very clear. It's not concrete. It's not measurable. I want to be highly spiritual. Congratulations. Tell us about the highness of the spirituality. Number one, I have to wake up every day. At least take 1, 2, 3, 4 hours. At least 1 to 2 hours between the midnight and the morning season. Number two, I have to pray at least 90 minutes every day or 2 hours every day before I go out. Number three, I have to study 3 to 4 chapters of the Bible every day. Number four, I have to fast at least twice every week going forward. Number five, I need to at least get 5 souls won to Christ every week. Number six, so it is clearer now, isn't it? No, I want to become very, very spiritual. It's too wide. Simplify. Don't complicate life. Simplify. There is power in simplicity. Make it plain. Make it clear. Number two, what does it mean to simplify? It means break it down. Break it down into achievable bits and sizes. Break it down. Make it achievable. Break it down into achievable bits and sizes. For example, I am trusting God to invest $120 million in 2023 into the kingdom in the year 2023. That's the vision, right? For evangelism, for crusades, for church planting, $120 million. I took that amount because it is easy to break down. So if I am trusting God for this in a year, I'm not trusting God, how much does that translate to every month? $10 million. How much does that translate to every week? $2.5 million. How much does that translate to every day? Is that clear? It's broken down. This home church, this house fellowship, we want to trust God from this one house fellowship to become 24 house fellowships by the end of 2023. What does that translate into? It means every month, 2 home sales. Is that right? Maybe an area can do every month. All right. We are trusting God to win 5,000 souls. Let's say me as a person. I want to win 100 souls to Jesus every year. Let me make it easy. 120 souls this year. What's the meaning of that? How many souls a month? 10 souls. How many souls a week? 2.5. 3 souls. So, is it not easy that way? That big goal that looks so big, I have now broken it down. And so, my target now is my weekly target. Listen to this. When you succeed daily, consistently, you succeed annually, eventually. When you succeed daily, consistently, you have succeeded annually, eventually. If you can be sure that your day-to-day success is in place, that is the reason why the goal, the vision must be simplified. it must be broken down. Because daily success will end with weekly success. Weekly success will become monthly success. And monthly success will become yearly success. And yearly success becomes a lifetime of success. You come to the end of your life and there is no regrets. You come to the end of your life and you realize that you have not wasted your life. So you break the vision down. And then what you do is to focus on daily victories. You focus on daily victories, which now translates into weekly victory. There are those who calculate what they will make in an hour, and those who are, and then focus on such. It translates. You focus on daily victories. That is still a part of our last point. You focus. All right, leave it there. You focus on daily victories, and daily victories become weekly, monthly, quarterly victories, and then yearly. Finally, make the vision plain involves turning the vision into picture. What God wants to do in your life, how does it look like? Seeing the pictures of the vision. You know that a picture, they say, is worth 1,000 words. When you look at a picture, you can hear many things and see many things at once. That if you were to write down, it would take such a long time. When Jacob wanted his animal to bring forth after a certain pattern, he painted a picture in their front. Genesis chapter 30, verse 37. He painted poplar wood. And the animals brought forth according to the picture they saw. When God wanted to change Abraham's mind from a barren man, he brought him and said, look at the stars. I want to change your mentality and change your picture. Look at the stars. Look at the sand of the seashore. So shall your offsprings be. You can't be barren. See the stars. See the sand. He gave him the picture. Am I communicating? Say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout amen at the top of your voice. Dottie Austin, the wife of John Austin, the mother of Joel Austin, had metastatic adenocarcinoma of the liver in the year of 1983. She was given 6 weeks to live. The woman you are seeing on the screen there. 6 weeks to live. The giants of the faith prayed for her. Oral Roberts, T.L. Osborne, Kenneth Hagin, all of them. Cancer of the liver was ravaging her body. Then she put her wedding picture on the wall everywhere. On the fridge everywhere. Put her picture of youthfulness. Healthy life picture. She said to the picture, she said to herself, this is me. This is not me. I can't have cancer. This is me. This is how I'm looking. This is how I will look. This is not me. She kept on looking at that picture, at those pictures, and looked and looked and looked until 6 weeks passed. She didn't pass. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. Today, 40 years has come. 6 weeks has not come. Because the vision is the seed of the reality. Turn it to pictures. When I began to trust God to minister to crowds of people and lead massive crowds to God, when I began to trust God for that, I saw one man that was ministering to very massive crowds around the world. Massive crowds, massive altar call. That was Reinhard Bonnke. I carried Reinhard Bonnke crusade pictures, pasted it on my office board, pasted it everywhere. And I was looking at the picture, internalizing and seeing. This is a possibility. This is how it should be. This is the kind of crowd that went around Jesus Christ. Innumerable multitude. Great multitudes everywhere. And after a while, crowds began to grow everywhere. If we are one church, we ran 6 services. Crowds everywhere outside. That's the main church there. And that is the overflow inside, overflow outside, overflow everywhere. And then the crowds began to multiply. Now, as we are talking now, we are ministering. And if they can show you on the screen, now, the various dynamic churches are connected right now all across this nation with the crowd to the glory of God. Now, this is the one that I wanted to tell you. So we had crusade, and I think it was a Jalingo crusade. And after that Jalingo crusade, I sent the picture, the clip, to Reinhard Bonnke crusade director, who is still alive, who is still the crusade director. And he sent me back a message. He said, the only thing that this reminds him of is Reinhard Bonnke crusade. Give us the real crowd. He said to me, he said, even though Bonnke has died, yet the spirit of mass evangelism has not left Africa. So serious that about 3 weeks ago, I was standing here ministering because I couldn't get a flight to go to the village in Okpa in Benue State for the crusade. Crowd already gathered. I was standing here ministering. And they were hearing me there, interpreting there. Healings took place, deliverances took place. And I gave altar call from here. I want you to show us that altar call from the Okpa Crusade, if you can get it. I gave altar call from here. See. We're not there physically. We are here from the altar here. They were beaming the transmission to them there. And they are aware that we are not there. Yet, the result, the altar call, the thing, is still the same. This is a rural village in Benue State. What you don't see coming will never come. What you don't perceive, you will never possess. What is not a reality inside you can never become a reality in your life. Is this a Otupo? Even though it tarry, he said, wait for it. Even though it tarries, wait, at times it might appear slow in coming. Wait for it. It will surely come to pass. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Many people don't understand this, but this, the picture. Write it that he may run. God used the power of the picture. It works. And it will work for you. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Lift your hands and say in the name of Jesus. The vision is for an appointed time. And it shall come to pass. Say the visions of my heart. And the visions of my life in 2023 shall come to pass. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. Is anybody getting anything out of here at all? Finally, review the vision. He said that he may run. That is finally for today because we are just midway. And I don't want to say too many things in one day so we don't forget the former ones. Review the vision. It means he said that he may run, that read it. So read it. It's present continuous. You read it. You are reading it. You will read it. Review the vision. It's periodic reviews. Depending on what the vision is. On a daily basis, maybe you wanted to take a look at why you are waking up and what you are going out to do with your life. Maybe on a weekly basis. What is my life up to this year? What am I trusting God for this year? Maybe on a monthly basis. But there is periodic reviews. What is the purpose and the benefit of reviewing the vision? Number one, to review the vision is to refire the passion. There is a passion that visioners have. When you review the vision, you refire the passion. To review is, that's why I say that he may run. You run because of passion. To review the vision is to refire the passion. Number two, to review the vision is to run with the vision. When you revisit the vision, you reignite your actions. Action. Maybe you suddenly discover that you are too slow or too slack in this thing that must be done. You got up in the morning and you looked at it and realized, no, I'm not fast enough. There are people, when they write a vision for this year down, the next time they will ever look at that book is after this year has ended. This is my vision. This is what I want to do for God. This is the impact I will make in my business world. This is what I will do. Oh God, help me. Book close. February passed. March, April, May, June, July, December 31st. Until January 2024. When we are talking about vision. Okay, can I see the book again? Oh wow. I even forgot what I wrote. Hallelujah. Until somebody is serious, nothing becomes glorious. And when we begin to talk later, you will begin to understand that there is a disciplined dimension to vision. Until somebody is serious. You are laughing so much. Is that your case? You wrote it down and next year was when you saw it again. So it's an experience. When you write the vision, it ignites the passion. Number three, vision review activates ideas and inspiration for realization. It activates wisdom and ideas for realization and actualization.
Yes. Wisdom, ideas, inspiration. Matthew chapter 5 verse 22. Matthew 5 and in verse 22 he said, "But I say unto you, from verse 21,
did I miss something? No, that's not it. If thy eye is single, your body is full of light." That is the passage I'm looking for. Not if somebody is angry.
Mark 6:22, please. 6:22. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eye be single, that singleness is what is called reviewing his focus. Thy body shall be full of light. Light is wisdom. Light is ideas. Light is inspiration. While you are looking through, what do I do? How do I get at this? This must be realized. I'm trusting God for this. I'm trusting God for that. Bam! Ideas begin to come. Ideas begin to flow. Ideas begin to flow. Vision review activates wisdom, ideas and inspiration for realization and actualization. Fourthly, to review the vision, is to revise the approach. The approach can be revised as the vision is reviewed. This is the meaning. Vision is a constant. Approach is a variable. The constant thing is that I want to win the lost. What is variable is how do I win this lost? What is my approach? Somebody say aloud, amen. Hear this. Don't take the failure of approach to become the failure of vision. The fact that a particular approach has failed does not mean the vision has failed. You can revise the approach and still realize the vision. When God called Moses, Moses attempted to deliver Israel by his own power. That approach failed. He killed a man. Buried the man. How many people will you kill one by one by one by one to deliver Israel? For 40 years he abandoned the vision until God came to him again. And the approach changed. He got a rod. And that approach brought the vision to pass. What is constant is that Israel must be delivered. What can change is how they are delivered. Am I communicating? The Shunammite woman's son died. The vision is, raise the boy. Approach number one, Gehazi, take rod. Gehazi went, dropped the rod, and the child did not wake up because Gehazi was a bad boy. Rod could not work in his hand. Did Elisha abandon the vision? No. This boy must still be raised. So he changed the approach. Went and laid on the boy. And there he comes back alive. Vision is constant. Approach is variable. The approach may fail, but the vision can succeed with a change of approach. Hola, hola. Is this a comprehensive lecture? Don't say that you failed. Don't say that you failed. Don't say that a vision failed. Don't say that a vision failed. No, it's not the vision that failed. The approach may fail, but the vision can still succeed if there is a change of approach.
Somebody say amen. In our time, there are two ways to go to the university. You go through JAMB or go through direct entry. Whichever way, I wanted to read medicine. And by all means, I must read medicine. I didn't go through JAMB. I went through direct entry. I did chemistry, physics, biology in A-levels. And smashed them. And got enough point, higher than the cutoff. And stepped in there. And smashed and ran through. Without a receipt from foundation to finishing. Am I communicating? So what is most important is not how you get there, but the fact that you got there. And I'm not talking of crooked ways of getting there. Correct ways. It may vary, but the end point is constant. Somebody say amen. If I want to go to London, England today, if I follow British Airways, I can go from here to London Heathrow straight. If I follow Air France, I'll pass through Paris first. If I follow Lufthansa, I'll go through Germany first. If I follow the United Arab Emirates, Airline, I'll go through Dubai first. Whichever, but all at the end of the day, I landed in London. That is the most important thing, is I landed where I am going. Is God speaking to somebody here? So if they say Air France is booked, I try to see if I can get KLM. If they say KLM is booked, I try to see if I can get Emirates. If Emirates is not available, I can get British Airways. And if British Airways is not available, there is even Turkey Air, isn't it? If I get enough money, I can even go with private jet. Hey! Look at your neighbor, say you are not a failure. The vision is not a failure because the approach failed. If one approach fails, you can change approach and succeed still. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say the loudest, amen. Give the Lord a bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Maybe you will stand up on your feet and do that shout and clap louder. I don't know who it is, but God has just spoken to somebody here. The devil has tried to make you discouraged and feel bad. But I am here to announce to you that devil is a liar. One man in our church was trying to contest election. He came to me. And the party where he was very loyal and committed, they decided to dubiously give his ticket to another person. And he said he has found another party that is not known. And as that party has never won election in the state. So I prayed for him. And I said, go and succeed. He went and demolished everybody there. The person I'm talking, I'm standing near him. I'm just trying to hide you. And that was the only party. That party was the only party that won in the state. That is the only seat. Ola, ola. If you don't. If you don't have shoe polish to polish your shoe, what is anointed oil waiting for? The most important thing is for the shoe to shine. Hey! 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 Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay. All that is important is for you to be sure that this vision is of God. Be sure that this vision is of God. Be sure that this vision is of God. That assurance is all that is needed. This vision is of God. And if this vision is confirmed to be of God, then it's your heart is in it. If one approach fails, try the other. Am I communicating? Cleared everybody hands down to go to the Federal House of Representatives. Hands down. You say, okay, you are this, you are that, all of you. All right. Someone comes with a mantle with an oil. Many of those things will happen in our nation this year. I'm sure you understand what I'm saying. Many of those things will happen this year until traditional people who think that they own the country, until they are ashamed. Am I communicating? If the vision is to go to the National Assembly, and somebody say you can't, or whoever say, I don't know, we will determine who should go. You say, okay. I step on another unknown platform that has never won anything in the state or is even not known. And then won the only one seat won and no more. What is backing you determines what you can face. Determines what you can face. What is backing you determines what you can face. Somebody say amen. Amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Amen. A louder believers, amen. Amen. How many of you believe that something is going to work? How many of you believe that the approach may fail, but the vision must come to pass? And the vision is going to come to pass. Lift your hands and lift your voice and begin to speak to God right now. Honor Him, adore Him, worship Him. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. El Shaddai, Elion, Elohim, Mekadesh, Keren Yesha, worship Him, honor Him, adore Him, magnify Him. Father, we love you. Mahashatekele yada yahasata yada. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Father, we give you the dominion. Father, we give you the sovereignty. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Thank you because you are God. Thank you because you are God. Thank you because you are God. Mahashada, liberate the seal. We see the fire. We see the honor. We give you the adoration. We give you the worship. We give you the adoration. The worship. Precious baby. Get your hands everywhere you are. Please, I will ask. I can see people are still coming. I will ask that no one steps off disrespectfully, go out of the service until in the next few minutes the grace is shared. Let's respect God. Let's honor the presence of God. And let us not walk out on God. I have just gone halfway in this preaching. Just halfway in the terms of the way of the vision. There is so much more to say. And I will continue on this particular note this coming Sunday. If you attended the service today, don't miss coming Sunday. So you can have the whole package of what it entails to start from vision and go to realization. Just as practical as what we have just shared. But before then, lift your voice and say, Father, I ask that you will help me to identify your purpose for my life this year. In the name of Jesus, Father, help me to identify your purpose for my life this year. Father, help me to identify your purpose for my life this year. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Help me to identify your purpose. Identify your purpose. To identify your purpose for my life. To identify your purpose for my life. Help me to identify your purpose for my life. Help me to identify your purpose. Your plan. What do I want to do with my life? With my time? Lift your hands and shout to me and say, Father, I receive the grace to possess the vision. I receive the grace to have a reason for living. Help me, Lord, to wake up every day with a reason. Help me, Lord, to rest every night for a reason. Help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Help me to wake up every day with a reason. Thank you. Nigeria will come to pass. We are in a very critical season in Nigeria. Is that right? Elections in the next few weeks. Father, your vision for this nation, let it come to pass. And the purpose of the gates of hell for Nigeria, let it be aborted. I believe that the Church of Jesus Christ and every good people around the nation will wake up and do what is right. Because whether you are a Christian or you belong to any other religion, Christian, Muslim, anything you are in the north, you are unable to go to farm because of bandits. You are unable to travel because of terrorists. When they are kidnapping people, they don't ask what religion. Right? And yet there are people who are insisting on the same evil people that brought this evil system on this nation to continue in power. It will never happen. These same evil people. We grew up in a nation where you can travel from Abuja to Kaduna and travel from Kaduna to Kano 3 a.m., 2 a.m., any time of the day or the night, and you are afraid of nothing. Now, if somebody tells me I'm traveling to Edo, especially now, Chiro, and all those roads, we have to pray seriously. I'm traveling to so and so place. Father, help this person. Let them go in peace and return back in peace. By the time they return and they send you a message that they have returned in peace, you are giving God the praise. The same evil system that has multiplied the highest level of poverty in the nation. Poverty in the same region that are insisting on going into power. The worst form of poverty. Poverty that turned children into beggars on the streets. You say, this same system should sit on the destiny of good people. It will never happen. I'm going to pray. Some people were quoted as saying that voting a particular segment, a particular political inclination, the very ticket that people have challenged in this country, that voting that means is jihad. And that people should do their best to ensure, because that confirms their supremacy. That is a lie from the pit of hell. Complete it. People, make up your mind never to vote terrorism, to vote jihad. No way. That is, the bloodshed is not enough. More blood should be shed. More lives should die. We will rise up. Rise up in prayer. Rise up in action. This is not a time for anybody to sit on the fence. This is a time for everybody to go out. It's the time for everybody to go out and say, look, Enough is enough. Enough of underdevelopment. Enough of bloodshed. Enough of killings. Enough of violence. Enough of wasting. Enough of poverty. Enough of destruction of lives and property. It will never happen. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice and say, Father,
today we ask.
That you will take charge of our nation,
Nigeria,
in the name of Jesus, that the agenda of terrorism, the agenda of bloodshed, the agenda of jihad will never succeed in Nigeria. It will never prosper in Nigeria. Say, Father, Nigeria is yours, and the fullness thereof fulfill your purpose in Nigeria. Nah! Open your mouth and pray. Pray. Let it fail.
Amen.
Let it never succeed.
Amen.
Because there are people of all religions who are tired. Am I communicating? Tired of evil. Tired of destruction. Tired of mediocrity. Tired of bad leadership. Father, any attempt to subvert the will of the people, let it be frustrated. Lift your voice and say, Father, we are asking today that every attempt to subvert the will of the people, let it be frustrated. Let it be frustrated. Let it be frustrated. Open your mouth and pray.
I'm sorry.
answer us in Jesus' name.
Make phone calls to your brothers and sisters, relations in the village. Tell them what to vote.
This is, tell them, that is in clean, clear language.
Picture the image.
Put the picture, the image, the logo, what to vote. The violent take it by force. Clearly, tell them, if they vote against killers, God will judge them. If they vote for killers, if they vote for terrorists, if they vote for supporters and sympathizers of terrorism and sponsors and jihadists, God will judge them. Many of the people in the communities, they don't know what is going on. They are not hearing news. They don't know. They are not on social media. So you call them. Say, our nation is at a junction where the forces of destruction wants to tear it apart. And that we have made up our mind that this nation shall fulfill the agenda of God. So this is the election date. This is how to vote, who to vote, how to vote. Clearly, clear terms. I speak like this because the matter of the election now is not just political anymore. It has become spiritual. If it is only political, we'll leave it, but it has become spiritual. It is the soul of a nation. And the destiny of the Church of Jesus in Nigeria, the destiny of the people of God that is at stake. So we won't watch it and keep quiet from the altar. And I ask everybody everywhere, leaders of church and everybody, to speak out and tell the people what to do. It has happened before, it will happen again. Is God speaking to somebody here? Is God speaking to somebody here? Begin to make the phone calls immediately. We don't have too much time. Before next month, let them know. Let everybody be convinced. This is what it is. This is where to go. This is where to follow. Lift up your hands and your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will perfect your will in Nigeria. Hold the hand of somebody by your side now and lift up your hands. Give the hands and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will perfect your will for our nation, Nigeria. Perfect your will for our nation, Nigeria. Perfect your will, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. Lift your hands everywhere. Nigeria must be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
Thank you.
Jesus' precious name. Somebody believes something has happened here this morning, and something has happened to the destiny of our nation. Clap your hands, all ye people. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Hey! Give the Lord a clap. Listen. It was with a shout that the wall of Jericho collapsed. We are going to collapse this wall of killers. This wall of blood-thirsty devils. We are going to collapse this wall of demons, antichrist devils from the pit of hell. Demons of terrorism. Demons of banditry and kidnapping. Underdevelopment and poverty that has come to ruin our nation. Demons of religious intolerance and lack of religious freedom. We're going to collapse that wall. When I say in the name of Jesus, give the Lord a clap, a shout, and a leap of joy. Are you ready? In the name of Jesus. Hey.
Shout out praise.